Listeners of Foundation Radio, welcome to this edition of Foundation Tribunal. Ignorance of the law is not an excuse before the law courts. So it would be better to master what the law provides in order not to be trapped within the tentacles of the law and the courts. You know, the courts at times will not listen to any arguments of compromising circumstances, and so at times they are very uncompromising. Foundation Tribunal is there to give listeners free legal guide and counseling so that you don't fall within or in the tentacles of the law because of ignorance. I am Mokon Johnny Nelson at the anchor, and Tendong Julius is manipulating the buttons. In today's edition, we shall be looking at Law Number 2012/001 of 19 April relating to the Electoral Code, and our focus shall be Chapter 3 that deals with the Electoral Register. Registration of voters on the Electoral Register is ongoing. This in respect of the provisions of the Electoral Code that stipulates that voter registration runs yearly from January 1st to August 31st. But in a recent interview, the Director General of Elections Cameroon, ELECAM, Muhammad Tanimu Sani, explained that since January 1st was a public holiday, the registration process was postponed to start on January 2nd, and it has effectively started. According to the Director General of ELECAM, Cameroonians living abroad can register on the electoral roll as from January 15, 2014. Maybe it should be recalled here that the mandate of the Director General of ELECAM that expired on the 31st of December 2013 has been renewed. This follows a presidential decree signed on Tuesday, December 31st. You know, you remember that President Paul Biya in his New Year message praised ELECAM for the proper organization of electoral activities in 2013. And by the same decision, ELECAM's board chairman, Dr. Samuel Fonkam Azu, was also confirmed in his post as board chair of ELECAM. Both officials are expected to be sworn in the days ahead by the Supreme Court. Now, most people think that they are supposed to get their names on the voter registers only when elections are announced. But even so, most do it on the eve of the closing date. The result is that the auto-deprive themselves of one of their fundamental rights, that of voting. Who then is to blame? It is true there may be some loopholes in the process, the registration process, but the law is clear on this. In fact, Section 71 of the Electoral Law states that, I'm quoting, entry on the electoral register shall be a right. This section reiterates what is stated in Section 47 of the same law. I am quoting, every person of Cameroonian nationality of either sex who has reached the age of 20 years is registered on an electoral register and is free from all cases of disqualification provided by the law shall be entitled to be an elector. Thank you. Now, from the above, there are, however, exceptions where one can be deprived of his right to vote or register. Section 47 of the same law, that is law number 2012 of 001 of 19 April, relating to the Electoral Code, states that, I'm quoting, whoever, in sub A, has been convicted of a felony or even a default, or has been sentenced to a term of imprisonment without suspension of more than 3 months, or has been sentenced to a term of imprisonment accompanied by suspension of sentence or probation of more than 6 months, or is subject to a warrant of arrest, or is an undischarged bankrupt who has been so adjudged either by a Cameroonian court or foreign judgment enforceable in Cameroon, and lastly, is insane or of unsound mind, shall not be entered on the electoral register. Now, these are the exceptions provided by law where somebody may not have the right to get registered on the electoral roll, and so under such circumstances is deprived from the right to vote. We take a break. When we come back, we look at the process of drawing up the electoral register. Chapter 3 of the Electoral Code takes care of the electoral register, and that's setting up or drawing up of electoral registers. In fact, in Section 70, it says that electoral register shall be drawn up and kept in every council. An electoral register shall be also be drawn up for each polling station. It continues to state that the electoral register shall be drawn up in an alphabetical order, and that every newly registered elector shall be issued a receipt bearing the date, place, and registration number. The receipt mentioned above shall be used only for complaints relating to the voter registration operation and may not for any reason whatsoever be used in place of a voter card. So when you register and you are issued a receipt, that receipt does not represent the voter card. So the register shall contain the full name, date, and place of birth, the occupation, the residence, or place of abode of every elector. As I said in the beginning, and here it is reiterated again in Section 71, Chapter 3 of the Electoral Code, entry on the electoral register shall be a right, you know, but for the exceptions that we mentioned above. And it shall be carried out by the branches of Elections Cameroon. Elections Cameroon is the country's electoral watchdog that is in charge of conducting electoral processes, be it the presidential, the parliamentary, or referendum and council elections in Cameroon. And this shall be done in collaboration with the relevant joint commissions. Section 72, Chapter 3 of the law says that this register shall bear the names of all registered electors who have been residing in the council area, that's a constituency, for at least 6 months. The register shall further contain the names of electors who have been registered under the provisions of 46 of the law above. We take a break. And then we come back. Some people have the bad habit of carrying out multiple registration, maybe not knowing that this is sanctioned by the law. In fact, Section 73 of the Electoral Code says no person may have their full name entered on more than one electoral register or several times on the same register. Where an elector is registered several times on the same register, only one of such shall be considered valid. But doing that, the elector stands the risk of having his name struck off automatically from other registers. And this is what is stated in Section 73. Any refusal to register an elector must be justified and notified to the elector concerned. Such refusal may be disputed or challenged before the Divisional Supervisory Commission or the Electoral Board, as the case may be. We said that it's a right for everybody to register, but maybe there may be doubtful cases of identification where an elector is refused to be registered by the commission concerned, and therefore, if the elector feels that he is being deprived of his right, the law provides an opening where he can seek for redress, either before the commission or the electoral board, as the case may be. We take a break. When we come back, we look at the period where people can get registered on the electoral roll. It is in the minds of most Cameroonians that people should get registered on the electoral register just when elections are announced. But that's not what the law provides. In fact, most people are innocent and ignorant about this. And Section 74 states, I quote, "Electoral registers shall be permanent. They shall be revised every year throughout the national territory." Sub 2 states that the annual revision of the electoral registers shall commence on January and end on 31st August of every year. You know, say under normal circumstances at this moment, and again coming out of an electoral period, the electoral register are closed, no registration is going on. But if we were to go by what the law states, we are hoping that by January 1st, 2014, registration are supposed to commence. Now let's examine what Section 75 states, and it states, "The Director General of Elections may, after obtaining the assent of the Electoral Board, order by decision a thorough compilation of the registers at the time of annual revision." Notwithstanding the provisions of Section 74 and 2 and 75(1) above, annual revision or, where applicable, the recompilation of electoral registers shall be suspended from the date of convening the electors. You know, here it is sensitive because, as I said, people don't have to wait until the electoral body is convened before they go and register, because the moment that is done, even if it is within the registration period that should be or runs from January 1st to 31st every year, when the electorate is convened, registration into the electoral register is suspended. Now, in case of recompilation of electoral registers, the Director General of Elections may extend the period provided for in Section 72 above by no more than 3 months. During the period of the revision of electoral registers, applications for expulsion names or for modifications shall be submitted to the commissions provided for under Section 52 above. Such commissions shall carry out the corresponding operations. Because we know the register cannot be permanent, there are people who change towns, some pass away, and so the register has to be updated. And this too is taken care of by the law. Musical break. Now, during the period of the revision of the electoral registers, as it is stated in Section 76 of the Electoral Code, the following person shall be entered in the electoral register: that citizens who meet the conditions laid down by law, that they enjoyed all their civic rights, citizens whose names were previously omitted, and the commission, while revising, shall expunge from the register the names of deceased persons, persons ordered to be struck off the register by the competent judicial authority, maybe they have been convicted, persons who no longer meet the condition laid down by law, or persons found to have been wrongfully registered. Such modifications shall be made to the electoral register following any change of residence or clerical errors noticed, especially regarding the full name, parentage, date, place of birth of electors. The operations to enter electors or remove names that are not supposed to be there on the electoral register shall be carried out on the register and forms provided for that purpose by Elections Cameroon. And these registers are to be kept and preserved by council branches of Elections Cameroon. And the law states in Section 77 that such registers may be consulted by any person who so desires. So if you registered, at any time you have a right to go to any branch of ELECAM to cross-check if your name effectively has been published and maybe retrieve your card. Section 78 states that the chairperson of the commission charged with the revision of electoral register shall forward the report of all the proceedings of the said commission to the Divisional Branch of Elections Cameroon no later than 5th September. That is, we said it above that the registration period is from January 1st to August 31st. And after that,
The report should reach the Divisional Branch of Elections by September 5th, and all documents relating to deletion of names and modification shall be appended to such report. After keying in, carrying out the technical checks and drawing up the provisional electoral register of the division, the head of the divisional branch shall then forward the corresponding document to the council branches concerned for posting up no later than 20th October. So even it's not an electoral year, since the revision is going on by October 20th, the list should be posted for people to see if their names were duly registered. And once the provisional electoral results are published, any political party or elector may refer any irregularities or omissions noted to the Revision Commission or, when necessary, the Divisional Supervisory Commission. Now, Section 80 states that at the end of the revision exercise and based on the documents and data provided by the regional branches of Elections Cameroon, the Director General of Elections shall draw up and publish the National Electoral Register no later than 30th December. It means that the Elections Cameroon is working throughout the year. They register people. They are supposed to register people from January 1st to August 31st. Publish the provisional list in September, latest feed, and by December, the final list or electoral roll should be published. Now, according to Section 81, the Director General of Elections shall be responsible for keeping the National Electoral Register, and any political party, elector or representative of a political party or candidate may petition the Electoral Board for any case of particular omission, error, or multiple entry of an elector on the National Electoral Register. And where the petition is rejected, the person concerned may file an appeal to the Court of Appeal with Territorial Jurisdiction over Elections Cameroon, which shall give a final ruling free of charge with no particular procedure within 5 days of filing in the appeal. Now, we mention above that persons are supposed to register on the electoral roll within a certain period, but the law also provides an exception to that, and we'll give it to you shortly, a break. In Section 82, the Electoral Code provides exceptions where people can be registered on the electoral roll outside the registration period. It states that the following persons may be entered on the electoral register outside revision period without any residence requirements and where such changes lead to a change of residence. A, Section 82A states that civil servants and state employees who have been either transferred or placed on retirement after the closing date of registration, that is August 1st, as well as any members of their families who are living with them on the date of such transfer or retirement. Section 82B states servicemen who have been demobilized after the expiry of the time limit of registration. Now, Section 82 states the provisions of Section 82(1) above shall also apply to private sector employees who have been either transferred or placed on retirement. Application for such exceptional entry on the electoral register outside the revision period shall be supported by all relevant information and filed with the Council Branch of Elections, Cameroon.
So registration is now open and the various registration commissions are already at work. To this effect, the population of the Northwest region has been called upon to be enlisted into the electoral roll that opened nationwide on January 2nd. Speaking recently to a cross-section of the press, the Northwest Regional Delegate of ELECAM, Mr. Nga Gaspar, said that the registration is open to all, except those restricted by the electoral code. Hence, ELECAM workers are spread all over the region to assist the population in the exercise. That was it for this edition of Foundation Tribunal, a tribunal where no one is declared guilty and condemned. Same time next week, only on Foundation Radio, the voice of the voiceless. Tendong Julius has been at the technical control room. I am Mokun Johnny Nelson, saying goodbye.